Welcome to episode 2563 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day six of the series we've been exploring this week. Our theme is good habits for success. As you've been guided through a different meditation in each episode this week, you've explored a seven-part formula to help you achieve habits that are going to allow you to cultivate the kind of life you want to live. And as we are relatively new in this year, you may have found that some of the goals that you set for yourself when we launched into a brand new year in January, you may be having second thoughts on some of the goals you set for yourself. You might not set goals for yourself, but when you think about this upcoming year and how you live your life in general, there are surely habits that you know would make a big difference in your life if you were to weave them into the fabric of your life. So that's what this series has been all about. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you layer together the meditation techniques that you've been exploring all week long into a beautiful flow. And you'll also be guided through the sixth step of creating habits for success. I've heard from many of you letting me know that this has been an important series for you, and you know that I always offer the more in-depth guided meditation experiences on my Sip and Om meditation app. That's where you can always receive a little more support. You can receive the entire week free, so you could receive this whole series absolutely free. I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate them upwards. Tune into how you're feeling right this moment. Name the kind of mood you're in. What may have triggered this mood? Whether you feel uplifted or you feel as though your emotions have spiraled downward, be present with yourself. Honor your current state. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Mentally affirm this week's affirmation. I embrace the day. I embrace the day. Visualize the habit you've been focused on this week. Embrace these habits. Feel as though you've already acquired these habits. The sixth step to this habit-forming formula is to resolve to stick with this habit. Resolve to commit to this habit that could make such a difference in your life. What could you do to make sure that you stick with this habit? What kind of accountability could you build into your week to make sure you're continuing with your habit? Firmly resolve to commit to this habit that could make such a difference in your life. You may place your hands in the inner stillness mudra for this week. It's a simple move to do it with both hands on your lap. Touch your middle fingers together with your thumbs. Fold your little fingers and your ring fingers into your palm. Extend your index fingers gently outward. So with each hand, your thumb is touching your middle finger, and your little and ring fingers are folded into your palm, and gently extend your index fingers outward. This allows you to experience a deep sense of inner stillness. Listen to your inner truth. Inhale, peace. Exhale, calm. Inhale, peace. Exhale, calm. Continue following the rhythm and flow of your breath, deepening an inner resolve to your habit. You are so worth slowing down for.